Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, John Sullivan. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andy Anderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Drews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Drews. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitchell moves to third. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field. Lehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lehner. Gordon moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Anderson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Heaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heaton is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0 Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a pop-up towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson misplays the ball. That's an error on Anderson. Mitchell scores. Boudreau moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing shortstop. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. Kakas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-1 in the game. Graham hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Gordon steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Drews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drews is 0-for-1 in the game. Drews takes first base on ball 4. Anderson moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini now playing shortstop. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hegan moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Mitchell scores. Boone moves to third. It's 11-1, Indians. Ralph Weingarten now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Vernon scores. Doby moves to second. It's 13-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Berardino moves to third. It's 14-1, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Luke Easter now playing right field. Mike Tresh now catching. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-2 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 5 RBIs. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino juggles the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Lawler goes all the way around to score. Pellegrini moves to third. It's 14-2 Indians. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Weingartner moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spence hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pellegrini scores. Weingartner scores. Sullivan moves to second. It's 14-4, Indians. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-3 in the game. Kakas strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaká settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George Elder pinch hits for Paul Leaner. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Spence now playing center field. George Elder now playing left field. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Ralph Wingarna. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Platt moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Spence hits a pop-up towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-4 in the game. Kakas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kakas for the out. Platt moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Graham takes first base on ball 4. George Elder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elder is 0-for-1 in the game. Elder hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.